All right, welcome to Three Easy Pieces. I am the Matt in Black, and with me is a very verbal, very creeper Roger and Beezer. That's right, ladies. He's a bee. I don't know.
Is it like Bee Movie where he's like one of those talking bees? And
I don't know. We had a nickname for you at one point.
Yeah,
I really don't think I require a nickname.
Okay, you just want Beezer.
Beige.
A little hard on the palate. What is it, German?
Beige FG.
Beige. The Beige.
The Beige.
No, it was Beige FG or something like that.
Oh, yeah, the Beige FG.
No,
you don't like the giant. Is that been a thing that plays you? I've noticed that every time I make a comment towards a tall person, and I'm like, damn, what have they been feeding you, boy? You know, they get like, hey, it's not my fault I'm tall. I'm like, dude, you're lucky. Like,
well, you just kind of stick out. That's all.
So,
how tall are you?
6'4".
Okay, that's not super like, oh my god, he's tall, but it's like, yeah, I'm tall. I can.
Well, yeah, no, it's tall enough.
I can reach tall stuff.
You know, when I was in college, I worked at the theater as an assistant, and would have to run up, you know, to the light
boom,
and no, with the fucking, you know.
Where
the balcony,
light,
not yeah. The, god damn it, I'm like just retarded right now. The catwalk, the catwalk.
You do your dirty little turn on the
on the catwalk,
because that's what, that's
so
what.
So anyway, the little door that went from the fly rail where you fly in and out the curtains and the fucking electrics and stuff like that, you would go into a door that would then, you know, go over the front of the stage and then over the audience and then up into the catwalk. Well, the door was very short and it also was a step up, and maybe for, you know, normie height people out there, it wasn't such a big deal. But I always had to like duck real low and then step real high. So it was duck low, step high. And one time I stepped high.
Oh, I dated a girl named Duck Low. Oh. She was Chinese.
Oh, I would have said Korean.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, long story short, I probably got a good
short because you're tall.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, whatever. You know what? Like, I'd rather be tall than fat because no one ever... Hey, it's the fat guy. No, it's not. This is the fat guy's opinion. Look at that sloppy fat guy.
Yeah, you ever want to know what you are? Just piss someone off and be like, listen up, you fat motherfucker. Or listen up, you tall freak. Or listen up, you creepy son of a bitch.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's true.
But I mean, like...
You want like a true appraisal of yourself. You just really kind of push someone's buttons. And
yeah,
like,
so, hey, you big nose motherfucker.
See, I've never been one to... I've never understood like why... I mean, I would be like, hey, dude, you're tall. It's great. I mean, like, I'd be like, hell yeah, they fed me like... growth hormones.
I mean, it's not really, I mean, it's in our current culture, it's something that's desirable, you know. It's like,
sure,
tall. Yeah.
Well, but I mean, the you know, you run the there's,
I'm sure, you after know, there, a while.
There's a, I think there's like a curve to it. Like there's like, you want to be tall and you get to a point where like, you know, 6 foot, oh, that's pretty good. 6'1", oh, hey, you know, that's remarkable. 6'2", whoa, kind of pushing it. And then like you get to like the 6'3", 6'4", where it's like, okay, freak, get back in the fucking, you know, freak
yeah,
wagon.
This is what Beezer's talking about. He's like, yeah, so you have like a large penis and they're like, hey, you big dick motherfucker. You know, nobody's ever like, you fucking huge dick cock, horse cock motherfucker.
I'm impressed, but I'm really pissed at you right now, man.
Hey, horse cock, Mr. Ed, you fucking shut your mouth. You know, it's like...
I would imagine, though, I mean, not that like, I don't think that we live in a culture anymore where, you know, one... you know, sees someone else's dick very often, so you can't really say like, oh yeah, I know that so and so's got a big dick all the time.
I was told by a friend of mine who is Middle Eastern that his family is from Pakistan, mm-hmm. and he told me that in Pakistan it's like looked down upon to have a large penis because you're looked at as like an animal or a beast.
Right, yeah, no, I've heard
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so like they're like, you have a big dick, oh fuck you, you have a big dick, and it's just like, I want to move to Pakistan.
Like, yeah, well, who wants, doesn't want to be, oh, they're religious probably.
Yeah, yeah. So it's just like, you big...
Well, and also, I mean, that's some great social engineering, you know, all the little dick guys got around saying, hey, man, you know what's really going to help us? You know, if we could just convince everybody that people with big dicks are just animals, and it's bad.
It's yeah, like
it's in, bad.
In Spain, like 50 years ago, small breasts were desirable. So like
right.
That's what the Spanish women did with mm-hmm. small boobs. They constructed that. We're like, yes, small boobs are better than big boobs.
Right.
Like big boobs, you know, it's like.
And then you go to Brazil and everybody's got like surgery. It's awesome.
Yeah. Like big butts. So it's like nobody wants a flat butt, but you know, like.
Well, yeah, no, you can't have a flat ass when you go to Carnival, right?
You know, I have to say, though, a lot of people don't like it when I back my thing up. So, You know, buyer beware.
I'd like to see you twerk it.
Dude, you don't even want to see it, dude.
He'd be twerking.
Can we get like a stripper pole in here for
overtime?
I'm just saying right now, it's so hypnotic. Time will pass. You will not even remember seeing it. You'll be like, well, let's see it. I'll be like, dude, I just did it.
Wait, do it again.
Do you remember that really shitty movie from the 80s, Looker, where they had the little, the gun, the light gun that would freeze people? Like they would, like their brain would, I don't know, they'd like freeze and then like the guy would, you know, he would like rob him or whatever or murder him or
no.
Oh, I got one up on you.
That's amazing because I have no idea.
I've never heard of that actually.
Looker, yeah.
I remember Scanners.
Scanners, that was a fantastic movie.
I know it was an okay movie, but it...
Hey, did Scanners happen before or after that one senator dude or whatever he was shot himself on camera?
What?
Do you know the guy who was like a governor or no, he was a treasurer and he like, he's like doing a press conference. He just like got convicted of like, you know, fucking embezzling
money. Was this in Russia though?
No, it was an American. It's like one of those snuff things. Yeah, no, I can't think of his fucking name.
I would love to have watched that. Just I know. Like, all right, well, I'm guilty.
I know that there is this newscaster who is horribly depressed and she shot herself.
Yeah, they just made a movie of that
in the 70s.
Right. Yeah. In Florida. Right.
Her name was like Christy something.
Christine.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah, the movie just came out. The independent film.
Yeah, but she just shot herself. Just like. Pow,
yeah. Just. No, it was something.
Well,
like,
back to sports.
No, you could see it online. It's or maybe not. I think
no.
You, obviously,
it's
you
one
can.
Of those.
It's
considered lost media. It's not found on the internet. You'd have to go to the dark web to find it.
Dark web.
I think they have like stills that you could see. But
yeah, there's bits and pieces. But I read the
transcript of what she said, and it's something like, you know, in keeping with this station's desire to have more and more, you know, bloody media or something like that. You know, I got a real, you know, first time scoop for you. Just like whips it out. And
you know what? You have to say, though, you know, as tragic or as hilarious as it is.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, everybody at work remembered that day. You know, everybody had a story when they got home. Oh, honey. You will never
it was live
believe
on TV.
What happened to me.
It was live on TV, so
I know. Well, dude, that's a story.
Like I would believe you because I just saw it on TV.
Did you see having
to
work?
Cut to like the weird, funny animation. It was like technical difficulties, and there's like a guy with a bunch of cables going everywhere. He's just like.
All right. Well, perhaps this is time to actually introduce my first meager piece for tonight.
Lay it on us.
His penis.
My meager Zing. Dick.
You're so civilized, Matt. You are in no way an animal whatsoever.
Not even close. It's so sad. Anyway, what is it? It's trade schools. I remember hearing years ago, and I was working today, so forgive me for being too lazy to actually look this up. I recall one time in China, they would give you a test, and if you study, and if you basically were the dumbest, the kind of slower kid, let's just say, they would recommend or at least put out there like, hey, I'm doing trade school because, you know, school just ain't going to work out for this boy.
This is like China, you said?
I believe so. But
well, any communist regime basically did that, though. Like, if you tested well enough, they let you go to college and be a doctor or a lawyer.
Like, the test was like the Hogwarts sorting hat, sort of.
Yeah. But,
like, instead of like, you know, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw.
But your parents could give it a lot of money and make you a doctor.
Right. Well, maybe the sorting hat.
No,
took
but
bribe.
I mean, I wouldn't, you know, and I'm not even trying to say, you know, we should test these kids and put them out there. I mean, hey, if you want to go to school, get an education, I totally support that. I myself have had reading difficulties, and you know what I mean. And I probably wouldn't be doing what I am doing now if that was like out there and all that stuff. So
you'd be a plumber,
you know. Anyway,
so would it be insensitive to like pose that like? When you said you had reading difficulties, I had like a flash of like the Naked Gun or Airplane of like, you know, when he said he had a drinking problem, he'd throw the water in his face. I like pictured you like slapping yourself in the face with a book.
I constantly masturbate whenever I have.
All right, I'm going to read The Old Man in the Sea.
See,
oh, it's
see,
so good.
No, it was like, see, dick, mine. It's like,
let me just say, I always Google over Facebook, if you know what I'm saying.
You got to Goog it.
I Goog it. I gave it to Goog. Anyway, what is it? I'm not trying to say that, but perhaps
so do you like
maybe
them?
Well, dude, you know, as a younger man, if you know that, like, you know, there's some people out there, and I'm not trying, you know, people who don't want to go to school. But if you were like, hey, listen, hope isn't over yet. We can stick you in this particular profession. This will probably be what you're doing for the rest of your life.
We've lost the trades. in schools. Everyone's always like, music, we're losing music. We've lost the trades. Nobody can weld.
Yeah.
Nobody can do plumbing. Nobody can do construction work. That's why all these people are coming from Mexico, and that's why you go to a job site in California, and it's all Mexicans. You'll never see a black dude. You'll hardly see a white guy doing any fucking thing. Electricians get $80 an hour. Electricians are making almost as much as lawyers. Plumbers, too. In L.A., plumbers have passed electricians. There was always like this hierarchy. My dad was a contractor of who gets paid the most. Electricians on top for contractors. And then plumbers were right below, and then da-da-da-da-da-da, and all the way down to drywallers and painters. So in L.A., since nobody wants to fucking be a plumber, nobody wants to, you know,
deal with shit.
You're dealing with shit. Nobody wants to snake out a drain pipe. It's $80 an hour to get a good plumber. Good plumber.
Oh, yeah.
Or even a shitty plumber. No pun intended. Maybe it was.
But I mean, there's other stuff that people could be doing if, like, we actually poured money into, you know, programs that funded this stuff.
Yeah.
But I mean, to be able to offer these people, like, hey, dude, you do this for this many years, you apprentice for this many years, and then you're a fucking plumber, dude.
Well, I mean, I wanted to do electronics. There was an electronics program in the school I went to, but I was steered towards college. And everyone's like, oh, you need to do college. And so I went to college. It wasn't for me. I went to the military. I got my trade. I went to a trade school, and that's what I've been doing. I'm an electronics technician, and I've slowly moved my way up into field engineer and, you know, as a metrologist, too. So, I mean, like, I've sneaked my way in, but it was my route that I needed to take. You know, that was my stepping stool, was I needed some way to, I needed a vocation and I needed a way to, like, produce money. And that's what I found.
Dude, you're like a poster boy success story for somebody going into the armed services.
I'm okay. Yeah. Well,
how many tattoos do you have?
I have zero.
Zero tattoos.
But that just adds to his creepiness because he doesn't want to be identified. Okay. Am I the only one here who knows the truth? Am I the only one here who knows the truth?
No. My dad's family was, our crypto juice. So tattoos were like way out of the question. There's no one in my dad's family had tattoos.
I don't know what a crypto Jew is, but I kind of feel like it's a faction in Warhammer. Is that not true?
No.
Okay.
It
actually sounds like you're insulting Jews when you say
that. Do you remember the Spanish Inquisition?
I remember that part from the History of the World, Part 1.
Nobody.
Inquisition.
What a show.
Inquisition.
Here we go.
Well, where did it take place?
In Spain?
Yeah, in España. And where did the people who did not want to be in Spain go?
To
other
hell?
Places?
Particularly, which country did they go to?
Crimson
first?
Tide country.
Mexico.
Mexico, where and they became
really?
Kryptonians.
Yeah, so. Kryptonian Jews.
The crypto.
I am Superman.
So they lived in a tiny, tiny city?
No, that's perfect. I love that. Because
they're Superman's only weakness.
Well, no, like, you know how.
Hey, you want a bagel?
That's a common, like. Suffix for Jews is man. You know, it's like Lederman.
Oh, that's true.
It's Superman.
Superman.
Hey, we're the Superman
the
family.
Supermans again. Oi, are they coming over with their dog? Oh.
Ugh. You know, it's like, and then like Spider-Man.
The Spider-Mans.
Spider-Man.
Oh, don't shake his hand. Does he wash it? Who knows? It's always so sticky.
So what happened was, is all these Jews left Spain because they're like, fuck this shit. We're getting killed because we're not Catholic. They went to Mexico. And at one point, Spain was like, yeah, okay, good riddance. And then Mexico started to like actually have stuff. And they're like, you know what? There's stuff over there. And the Jews are taking it. No more Jews in Mexico either. And so a lot of them converted over to Catholicism.
Which made them cryptos.
Oh, so they're like
Jews. They hid their Judaism.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the process of hiding that Judaism and then converted over to Catholicism, they brought over a lot of the traditions and a lot of the things that they did. And one of the things that they did was light candles, which is why Mexicans are so fascinated with lighting candles, if you think about it.
Hmm.
And it's one of the things that carried over and that they brought that and spread that over, the lighting of the candles. You know, it's like you think about the menorah and they lit the
Catholics light their candles too, bro.
Not like Mexican Catholics do.
Okay.
A Mexican Catholic.
That's true. They like got like a whole aisle in the grocery store just for those candles.
Yes. There's not a whole aisle for other Catholics.
And they
to
smell
light
nice.
And
they got the pretty pictures on the front. Eh?
Yeah.
Anyhow.
But point being is there were a lot of, matter of fact, Louis C.K. His family were Jews that moved to Mexico.
Oh.
Yeah.
There
Which
you go.
Explains his pasty skin.
Yeah, well, they were Ashkenazi Jews, but there were a lot of...
The Ashkenazis.
Yeah, the German, like, yeah, that's what it means. Mm-hmm. But, I don't know. I'll wait for that because it is a good segue to my topic that I want to get to.
It's a good segue to your topic. Well, dude, I'm actually kind of done. I mean, I honestly don't know how far we get. I mean, if this is anything anybody's even thought about. But I would appreciate.
I got a take on the whole trade school thing though, and I'm gonna go into why I think. Well, I think that contributed to the loss of trade schools, and I want to say the loss of trade schools. I think if you had the data on it and could track it, I bet it you could map it against the increase of these for-profit schools like your ITT Tech, which just got fucking taken down because,
thank God,
you know, and it,
I mean,
it was
another ITT
thing.
Tech electronics technician, I will commit murder,
right? You know, and then your University of Phoenix's, which, I mean, you know, there's good stories to University of Phoenix and there's bad stories, or, you know, on the other end of the spectrum,
it's
your Trump
you
universities,
you
know. Yeah. But I think that these like for-profit universities like that, I think they killed the trade schools, because I think that trade schools and the apprentice system, you know, that was a much more grassroots sort of process, or was like, you know, very localized and whatever, where these, you know, for-profit universities, they're almost like franchised. And so, you know, it's this, you know, huge corporation type entity that then, you know, like almost like a pyramid scam.
I totally
know, comes
agree.
Down.
I totally agree, but I'm not talking trade schools that you pay. I was talking about more
like government run.
Governmentally funded.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is that like we change. I mean, the whole, you know, when we sort of did this whole conservative swing and you know, in the 80s due to Reagan and other factors, you know, we sort of like went like, oh, hey, you know, we shouldn't have, you know, we should cut taxes. We should stop, you know, public entitlement bullshit's bad. You know, people should pull their shit ass up by the fucking bootstraps and, you know, fuck these welfare queens. And we killed all these programs that could easily have, you know, provided, you know, learning. I mean, used to have like Career Services Center. I know that's a little later than the 80s, but like.
Yeah, there was CETA. Was it? Yeah, that's what you were talking about. Career Services.
Right, right.
Like education, like, training.
It was named several other things. But like, Job Corps. I don't even know if they still do that
There's
anymore.
Job Corps,
I mean,
but it's like. It's really hard to get into it, and it just.
But I mean, you know, we could easily invest in these things, but we're so anti anything that smacks of socialism that we don't want to pay for that. We think why is the public dole going to pay for you to learn to do a job? You should learn to do your own job. Bootstraps.
Well, there's stories that go in the opposite direction, where like during the farm worker labor union strikes. The welfare department decided it would be a good idea to be like, all right, you know what? We got all these people on welfare. Let's put them to work in the fields. So they got all these people that, you know, volunteered for this program to go work in the fields. And it was something like 4 showed up and 2 left immediately when they showed up. They're like, fuck this shit. 2 stood for the day and didn't return. And it was like supposed to be the pilot program. Mm-hmm. So there's these stories where they're like, see, they don't want to work. They just want free money. And it's just like, no, you guys didn't do it correctly.
Yeah, no, it was. There was no true effort put into it. You know, there wasn't really any kind of groundwork or anything. I mean, we.
And who's to say that they didn't pick the laziest fucking candidates possible?
Right, right. Yeah. No, I mean, what kind of screening went into it? I mean, I'm sure just like there's the tendency for anybody at the top to abuse their power, there's also the tendency for somebody at the bottom to abuse what little handouts they get. And
it's natural. It's just going to happen. People are always going to
abuse. You know, and I understand that, you know, you
but I mean, I would argue that someone who is at the top and fucking everybody over, I think that's a much more serious crime. And any asshole at the top who, you know, takes time out of his day to somehow try and deflect onto poor people, whether or not they're doing something criminal, that's some bullshit.
Well,
you know? We don't hold the people at top fucking responsible.
It's like,
because you can't. They're like protected. But
it's easy to blame the other group that you're not part of for the problem. It's just human nature.
No, it's the out-group behavior. Yeah.
And if I may, it leads into my topic.
Ooh, yay. I was starting to go off the rails.
No, my
off the rails.
Another segue. The very root, I'm starting to realize in my age now, of racism is the fact that when somebody doesn't feel like they are advantageous or being prosperous, they look for a group to blame. It's just like the Germans with the Jews.
Oh, absolutely.
And I realized that a lot of these hate mongering like people that are like super white supremacists are very unsuccessful and very disenfranchised.
Well, yeah, they're depressed economically. They don't have job prospects.
And they want somebody to blame. So it's very easy to blame. And then also they want something to make them feel good. So it's like, I'm part of the white race, so I'm great.
Right. You know, well, like, but I mean,
that was
other
Tony
side
the Tiger, which I'm great.
So no one can have Frosted Flakes anymore. Oh my gosh, Frosted Flakes.
Frosted White.
Holy shit.
The taste that Aryans have grown to love.
They're great. Oh, that's horrible.
White power.
Why couldn't they be the brown flakes, Tony?
Because they're inferior. Yeah. That guy died like 6 years ago. They had to find someone else to do his voice.
Tony the Tiger?
Yeah, he was like the same.
Not even really sad. I don't even.
He like, looked like Tony the Tiger if you ever like find a picture of him.
Well, the same guy who did Fred from Scooby-Doo is still doing him. Frank Welker.
Yeah, right? Not Frank Weller, who's also a racist. We were discussing.
No, not Peter Weller.
Peter Weller.
RoboCop and Buckaroo Banzai.
Yeah,
Buckaroo Banzai.
You guys crushed me a little bit because I kind of was a big fan of Peter Weller. Now you tell me.
Yeah. Oh, I know, dude. Same here. I didn't know he was a racist.
Like,
is he racist
or is he like a Grand Torino old man racist?
That's
adorable.
He's
fucking old. Yeah. Like, of course he's Grand Torino.
That's my boss. He's like Clint Eastwood racist.
Well, yeah, just racist because that's their default setting.
Yeah, but he's like, he'll never do you wrong.
I hate everything, but that's the world I grew up in, I guess.
No, but the whole point of the story is like, I'm racist, and I'm going to say racist stuff, and I'm not going to do you wrong. You know, it's like, I live by
a code. I have a code with my racism. I'll just call you different.
I'm okay with that. I just don't like the disenfranchised, like, I'm going to say spout out, because I encountered that today, and that's why it's my topic. I encountered that with the coworker, and he was shouting out kike today. Yeah. And it was just like, and I looked over and I'm like, hey, I'm part kike.
And that's like an owie word.
Yeah. And I was just like, I'm part kike. So you don't like kikes? Someone called you a kike and you punched him in the mouth. And I go, because that sounds like the nicest thing someone's ever said to you before. They gave you an upgrade. And it's like, he just like, well, I was just joking. And it's just like, were you or were you just being racist? And he's just like, and just like,
I really feel like, especially in Bakersfield, West Coast, we don't really have a high, I mean, you know, quotient of Jewish, or at least a highly visible Jewish population. I mean, I don't even think I met a Jewish person.
I mean, LA,
there's two synagogues in town, by the way. If you,
I'm not saying they don't exist. I'm saying that.
You don't see a lot of Orthodox.
I mean, I can recall growing up and knowing all about, like, you know, Hispanic people, and knowing it all about, you know, black people, and seeing other cultures in that way. And those were other cultures I was familiar with, but, like, you know, Asian people. But I don't recall ever, you know, meeting someone who was Jewish or identified as Jewish. And
race is a big thing for me because I'm a hodgepodge of different things.
Right.
That's fucking everybody. There's no.
No, not there. Like.
No, but
not
he,
like
you got
me.
It like at the surface, though. You actually got it where you could actually claim.
Yeah, I'm something. Like, the people look at me and they're like, you're something. You're not white. You're something. My mother is Chinese and Armenian. And so my
father. Is she Charminian? Because that's so awesome.
I never heard of that. I never thought of. One of my favorites, though, was I knew a guy who was Mexican and Czechoslovakian, and he used to say he was Chex-Mex. And I used to love that. I go, oh, that's awesome. But I've had to live with it. You know, it's just like, because I don't quite fit into any, like, I can't be like, yeah, I'm Mexican. It's fun. It's great. You know, it's like, we eat tacos and Cinco de Mayo, we get drunk. It's like, yeah, we do that. But then also other Mexicans will look at me and you're like, you're part Chinese. You got slanty eyes. And your mom doesn't speak Spanish, so what's going on with that? You know, it was just something I grew up with.
We're learning a lot about Roger today. That's what this show's about.
Well, no, so it's a big topic for me.
We've learned about his history.
Is race. Because when you're white, you just get to be like, I'm white. And it's like, well, are you?
Dude, I have never been like, hey, bro. I mean, I've never. Somebody was like, what race am I?
I can recall the first time, I think it was like one of the standardized tests in high school, where I was like, they didn't have like, just white or whatever is an option. I think it was like Caucasian, you know, and it was like Caucasian, Native American, and then like East Pacific Islander, and just like all these things. And I'm like, I don't know which one to choose.
I'm so confused. I'm not allowed to claim anything else if I claim Hispanic. Mm-hmm. It says specifically, not this. Not if you check, because there's a separate box on the corner. Or Hispanic, if you do the EEO or equal, yeah. And it says that Hispanic, and then it says you can't claim anything else if you claim Hispanic because you're this other thing. And it's just like, no, I'm mixed race.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, does it really?
At some point, you have to actually collate that data, and if you know whoever was designing that, whatever on the back end, they're going to track that. They're not going to want to be like, okay, how many different data points do I want to track? Do I want to track?
Yeah, I get that, but
I mean,
but like, okay,
you got to draw the line.
There are Hispanics that are like super Caucasian. You know, they are like Spanish.
Okay,
so
sorry.
But it for me, it's something I grew up with because like, and then I grew up American. I'm American, served in the military and grew up speaking English. And it's just not a thing for me to think about like, oh, yeah, but then I'm this and that's part of my identity. It was just I'm an American. I mean, I remember being a kid and just like people would be like, your last name's Rodriguez. You're a Mexican. It's just like. Yeah, but my mom's Chinese and Armenian, so what is that else does that make me?
See, it seems odd to me that you'd want to, like, I mean, I understand that people feel defined by it. I mean, I know a lot of people feel a need to have a people, you know, that's why you'll have, like, somebody who's, like, half Hispanic, half white, say, no, I'm Mexican, you know, I'm full, you know, because they want to have, those are their people, you know what I mean, for, you know. And so on and so forth. And so I kind of, you know, at first I was like, why can't we just look at each other like we're people, damn it.
But if
we're all people. But yeah, at the same time, you need to have, I guess, like it becomes part of your identity and you need that at some
point. But if I don't claim it, then since my last name is Rodriguez, I'm a sellout and I'm trying to be white because I don't claim Hispanic and I don't speak Spanish.
Who the fuck would see, look at the paperwork and go, mm-hmm. I mean, who are you sharing this with?
Saying, like, if I go in somewhere and someone says your name's, you know, Rodriguez, they're like, so you're Hispanic. Like, when I was in the Navy, when I was on my ship, you know, I was designated non-Spanish speaker. So whenever they'd go to pull somebody that was a Spanish speaker to translate when we were in South America, they would call me to the quarterdeck and I would immediately call them like, is this a translate? Because I do not speak Spanish fluently. And they'd be like, oh, no, we just need you down here. I'd show up, and they'd be like, well, we need you to translate. I'm like, I don't speak Spanish just because my last name is Rodriguez. And I remember the guy that was on the quarterdeck, his last name was Gut. He was German. I go, Gut, do you speak German? He's like, yeah, I spoke to his door. And he starts speaking German. I'm like, well, all right, you're not a good example of that, Gut. But I don't speak Spanish because I grew up in the United States. My parents were born here in the United States. And my mother's parents were born here in the United States. My dad's parents weren't, but that's
not good. You know, on the other hand, you don't know what it's like, dude. My last name is, you know, it's Fredrickson, and it's right. Norwegian. And people always walk through the streets expecting me to speak Norwegian. And I'm just like, dude, I don't speak Norwegian,
speak
bro.
Speak Norwegian?
No, I don't. You know, I mean, it's hard.
Bad example.
I have gone, through my life, multiple times, people harassing me like, hey, you're not a true Norwegian if you don't
speak. Is it because
speak.
You're not a Viking and you don't like
I don't dude Viking? I don't know, but dude, time and time again it has happened to me.
So
and time
like,
and time again
for Ragnarok,
I
if you don't wear horn helmets, do they like get on your back about it? Like,
well, they're always,
hey, it's Ragnarok, the wolf is eating the moon, and you're not wearing a horned helmet.
I mean, they do give me a second look, you know, they give me a look and they're like, hey, look at how he's dressed, he's not even
he's
trying
not
to show the world
he doesn't even eat lutefish.
Oh god. Where do you go, Roger? Where do you go? Anyway, well, what is it? Did you have an opinion on this? Did you want to chime in?
On the whole race thing?
Yeah, because of the whole, like, you know, I mean, has anybody come up to you expecting
you
to speak Bijeries?
But interesting enough, like, you know, we live in this time now. Can you guys, you can hear me? Is that what that was?
Yeah, I can't hear you, but
he says I can pot you up. You're coming up just fine.
That was a little behind the scenes of the three easy pieces.
Oh,
all right. Now
there
I can hear you.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, uh-oh. You know what? Just turn it back down.
I mean, I'm going to normalize it. Everyone will be the same level.
But. Don't try and normalize me.
Prophecy.
What is this, 1984?
Prophecy.
I wanted to go back to what you said about you were postulating or your thoughts that racism sort of breeds
from the disenfranchised.
Right. Yeah. Well, think about like terrorism. I mean, all you know, all the sort of roots of terrorism. It's different, disenfranchised males. I mean, you know, the societies in the Middle East that are, you know, the where women are treated like a scarce resource, and you know, there's a lot of young men who, you know, don't necessarily have, like, you know, someone that they could, you know,
a goat to fuck.
Right. I mean, they don't have women that they have. So that all that, you know, pent up frustration gets put into something else. And, you know, usually it's anger driven. And there are plenty of people in the world to be angry at. But, like, you know, the number one is either Israel or America. And okay, they can easily join a, you know, a hate group.
This all stems from making masturbation a sin.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. No,
it's masturbation should be in the Bible. Like, hey, listen, I don't want to talk about it. Yeah. Just handle it.
It should be like God, you know, it should be like, hey, you know, every now and again, you're going to get a little pissed off and frustrated. You know, before you go taking it out in the world, go bang a couple out.
So we shouldn't be dropping.
Use the hole in the sheet if you
just go.
We shouldn't be dropping flyers about how great the United States is over Afghanistan and Iraq. We should be dropping flyers on how to masturbate and it's okay to
We should
it.
Be or dropping fleshlights and like Hustler magazines. Like, they could wrap the Hustler magazine around the fleshlight and
tell
like
me,
parachute
dude,
that
tell
shit
me
in.
Masturbating hey. Sinfully isn't just a little bit more like oh, you're a dirty whore.
Right.
Yes, you're a dirty whore. Yes, I'm going to.
That's Indian, man.
Oh, whatever. Terrorist, I don't know.
Racist. Are you disenfranchised?
I'm just ignorant.
Oh, okay. Well, I think it takes a little bit of both. It takes two to make a thing go right. It takes two to make it out of sight. So yeah, no, I think that
I was gonna do the second.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, we
takes
yeah,
three.
You know what? Oh, okay. We cut you out.
We're three.
Yeah,
pieces.
That would have been better.
We're three pieces.
Sorry, we didn't see that, Roger. You saw it. Yeah. You were there.
Segway. So,
my piece now.
Yeah, your piece.
Get off my fucking front lawn.
Oh,
I'm going to do my thing.
I can't wait to hear this shit.
You don't need to fucking manage all this shit.
Not
you can't fucking
backyard.
Manage it all, motherfucker.
How am I even managing? I'm not really.
So
why isn't it womanaging? That's what I want to know.
I'd go with that. It just you'd have to just like train your mouth a little bit to it.
I would call.
I think it fits.
Every time somebody I know was on their period, I'd be like, "Hey, you're womanaging right now." You're not.
I want to say that, but I don't. I don't think it would actually net me any actually.
Okay. We all
good
so
points.
You don't want to be a bitch right now. You're just.
You have a female manager. You can call the womanager.
Dude, even sometimes there's I've had a female manager or
a
two. Where
manager?
Like, a womanager. Manager, where you're just like, hey, you just need some deep ticking from somewhere. Like, just get it. Get
not me.
I
can't
no.
do that.
Never. Not a
don't
million years.
Don't agree.
Oh, you don't like this?
No, I just don't want to get fired. Oh, I feel like I'm going to get fired.
Yeah, but seriously, sometimes you just want to say, hey, dude.
No.
Three easy pieces, HR. Well, be sure.
You know,
yeah, I was not a part of this conversation.
Tinder.
Bringing you in here
Tinder
today
is
to talk about.
You could just fuck a rando. Fuck a rando and call it a day. That's all you need to do. That's right. Get some sperm inside of you. Get some sperm inside of you.
Okay,
anyway,
so Peter has a topic.
Is it sperm inside of another one?
So about spermicide. Recently I've been watching the show The League. And it's a really fun show.
It's actually pretty fun.
It is. The only thing is that like... I feel a little bit too much for the character Andre on it. He's like the one they always are just shitty to.
Yeah.
They're just like awful to him. And
you feel like that? You were that person and you're so...
No. Well, I mean, I think that when I was younger and a little more sensitive, I felt like that. But like it made me think of when I was younger, but like also of shit that didn't necessarily happen to me, but other people in different peer groups that like it brought to the question of like when you're pranking quote unquote your friends, like... Where do we all like sort of collectively draw the line as like, you know, that's too far? Like, how do you mitigate, you know, I'm a friend with you. I do want to push the limit because that's what a prank is or that's what's, you know, giving you shit is. But, you know, where do we draw the line? Like, you know, we're, you know, hey, Matt, you're a real fucker. Hey, Matt. You know what? I'm glad your uncle died of cancer. You know what? You know where do you?
I know,
is it too far? And I think with different people, there's a different too far. But like, it's
you know. That's the thing with too far. Far. See, number one, you have to feel secure with the person you're pranking.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And that's like we have an unspoken bond.
Right.
And so you tease a little bit, but dude, at some point, I've noticed if there's especially like a prank war, and unless you're just like okay. I'm going to get some shit. It's not personal. It's just a joke. You better get ready for it because
right.
it's going to happen.
You better set your mind right.
Because, sometimes somebody might say something that they didn't mean in a certain way, but you feel it's referencing something, and you're like, well, fuck you. And it's like, no, it's a joke, bro. I totally meant this. And like, you know. No.
Yeah, but you know what? There's also a give and take there. I think that it's almost there's almost like a... there's almost like a you got to buy it back and forth. You know what I'm saying? There's almost like a transaction. Like, you know, have you ever had the friend who, you know, loved giving shit to everybody else, but like was so fucking thin skinned that you could never fucking say anything back? No, I mean, but you know what I mean? That like,
who, Matt? Who's like that?
But much in the same way that there are people out there like that, and that makes like the whole friendship awkward, and it makes it difficult anytime you do try to like, you know, give each other a hard time, or God forbid, you know, prank somebody, because then you have an asshole who they themselves will pitch a fit if you go too far, but they have no personal boundaries at all.
Oh, really. Yeah.
Even on a lesser extent, just ball busting. Not even full out
right.
pranking.
Well, no, that yeah, too.
I had that with the racist at work.
Mm-hmm.
He loves to bust balls. I mean, he walks in, he's like, here, queer bait, here's your paperwork. And it's if I give him just a slight like inkling of ball busting,
mm-hmm.
he like clams up and gets really like, and I just want to be like, dude, just fucking man up, just fucking take your shit. I mean,
and that's, do ladies, since you did say clam, do you think ladies refer to giving each other a hard time as clam busting? Because I think that would be pretty
awesome. That's it. That's what it should be.
I think at this point, though,
ovary busting doesn't work.
Oh, that's not bad. Like egg busting?
Clam bust? I like clam busting. No, I'm attached to clam busting.
Okay.
Well, I mean,
clit busting doesn't work.
That sounds like something more in that professional porn sort of realm.
To be, like, in my mind, there has to be like, because I work at an office and I've worked in an office with basic assholes who are, of course,
is that like basic bitches?
Pretty much, yeah. But they're assholes.
No.
But like, we had an unspoken rule like, don't fuck with each other's food.
Oh, yeah.
Like, don't, you know?
Yeah, that's not funny.
You know, like,
yeah,
I did have somebody pour hot sauce in my
straw. Okay. That's
and it went and but then I poured the soda out on them and I was like, okay, now we're never gonna do this again. Like, now we have no problem. Cause
in my circle of friends in the military, that was like, don't fuck with food.
Yeah,
that was, you could dirty dick someone's coffee cup and that was on the edge.
Yeah,
and dirty dicking is when you rub your penis on the inside of the coffee cup.
I figured
that's fucked up. Yeah.
Now, did the dick have to be dirty when you did it, or that was just sort of like you
that's
call it dirty
on
dicking?
On you, it depends
right,
on
yeah.
your level of how
or
you
sort of
keep
assumed.
Your dick. Yeah,
right.
If you keep your dick dirty, then it's a full dirty dicking.
Yeah.
But if you don't, then
is that what they refer to as riding dirty, or is that that's a different thing?
And they don't stop.
I still think I object to you. I don't want to drink anything around you again. Don't ever dirty dick anything.
I almost peed in that coffee cup that I was supposed to hand you during that one scene. Because Matt was going to do this scene. I was going to hand him a coffee cup and he was just going to be up there drinking the coffee. And I was going to pee in the cup and hand it to him on the stage.
You would have been missing a tooth.
Bear Grylls.
Yeah. I was going to do that. And
Bear Grylls. I just got that.
And luckily enough, the person I was drunk. The person was there back, and they're like, "No, don't do
that's
that.
Not that's not funny.
No, don't do that."
I would have probably punched you on stage, like,
but I was
just to make a point. Like, oh, okay, hey, sorry, fun time's over now. Okay,
now
it was it.
Okay,
was it.
Okay. Well, here that I don't know if this kind of relates to the whole prank situation at all, but this is a total like very specific situation. If I were in a scene with you, a rat scene with you, not if we were doing something else. If I were in a rat scene with you, and we're both on stage. And I could silent but deadly on stage, like guaranteed, no shark, silent but deadly.
No,
is that too far? Or
no,
that's
funny.
That's fine.
Well, dude, I mean, my what is it? When we're on stage, the whole I mean, it's become a game mostly
making
for
Matt
me
break
is making me break because yeah. sometimes
breaking Matt
because I'm so like into okay, they need to say this part and I need to do this and talk like this and low here, you know. So I'm always thinking, and so when somebody says something that's off like putting yeah it
right.
gets into me and then I can't focus and I lose my shit all the time.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, if I can come out and make Matt break, I've achieved everything. So it's like I'm happy. Like I remember one time I was supposed to come out dressed like a cholo and I came out with a fucking like pantyhose on my head
mm-hmm.
with the do-rag and I came out that and I got Matt that time.
I was just not expecting it.
Mission accomplished,
dude. Even Rock will sometimes we had this one scene where were two guys who aren't.
That's one of his life partners.
Yeah, that's
Rock is one of his life partners.
That's what my wife calls him. What is it? I had this line where basically he would say, you know, go in there and show him what you're made of. We were two heterosexual males, but we thought it'd be funny if I kissed him on the cheek before I went in. And he'd always give me this weird fucking dazed look.
Oh, I remember that thing.
And I would die every time. I could never get the line out. Like, okay, I was like, you're right. I'm going to go in there and I'm going to do all this stuff. And then I kiss him on the cheek. And dude, I could never get through that fucking speech. So finally, it was just like, all right, I'm out of here. Anyway, got that out.
So yeah, so I can remember, like, I don't think I ever like got like any really bad pranks on me. Like, I remember when I was in junior high, my so-called friends at the times, they catfished me. They like called me and pretended to be like a girl,
see, that's
like you know
up.
From.
And, oh, I've got a story.
And they thought it was like up. Hilarious. It was a little hurtful.
That's more than a little hurtful.
It's some fucked up shit.
I've got a story, Matt. Off pod, you gotta. Have me remind you. Now. Yeah. I will tell you how I catfished Stevenson.
Oh, okay, that's not. Yeah, now that's on air. What is it? Yeah. Dude, that right there is a definition of a hurtful.
Yeah, I thought. See, that in my head, that was too far. Like, it wasn't like it. They didn't like lead me on too much, and it like they called me like right afterwards. Like, hey, how's it going? I told them, oh yeah, you know, those girls we talked to, they gave me a call, and they were like, oh yeah, did they? Chuckle, chuckle, chuckle. And, you know, that it was like, you know.
Dude, I was just like, I mean, that's, I mean, kids are cruel. No. But, I mean, at the same time, that's just like, hey, you know, like, you know, obviously, especially, I'm not even saying sensitive kid, but like girls at teenage age.
Oh, dude.
That's like a big
thing. I have a daughter. Like, all I worry about is like how shitty, like her, you know, her peer group is going to be to her.
Oh, yeah.
What if she's catfishing you? She's actually an adult midget.
Then she's selling it, dude. She is selling it. I will.
Got your wife in,
dude,
on it.
Dude, I'll like, be like, you paying. Are an artist. You are not a criminal. You are a fucking artist.
She just pulls her mask off.
I will be like, God damn, that is, you are fucking like David Copperfield and Harry Houdini in like a fucking turducken form. It's crazy.
I made you change my poopy diaper.
What is it? I don't think I've ever had any bad pranks pulled on me. I mean, when I worked in an office if I left my cigarettes out, they would hide them one by one somewhere all over the office. And that was kind of like, all right.
Annoying.
Yeah. I got a good one that got played on me. I was in the military and I went on deployment. So I was gone for 6 months and I left my car parked at my apartment and I left my keys with my friend and I go, hey dude, I know you don't have a car. So if you need to use my car, go ahead, do whatever. Just fill it with gas, change the oil, do shit. And he's like, and he was a good guy. So I could trust him. So I was gone for 6 months. I come back. They had taken the chance to fucking go to the auto parts store and get every piece of shit, like, thing you can add to a car, like a skull.
Like aftermarket
and
stupid
yes,
shit.
Yes, like fucking trim.
That's hilarious.
Dangly bulge from the
that's the a good
interior.
Print.
Yeah. They even put, like, Eric Estrada fan club on the back of the car. They had, like, a decal made. They, like, just... And it was a brand new car, and they
jokes
like,
on them. You actually were on the fucking Eric Estrada fan club.
I got back to my apartment, and I get home, and I see it. I walked right past it. I was just like, "Hey, you guys are gonna fix that, right?" And they were just like laughing their asses off. And I was like, "So seriously, I've got like you know a bunch of money in my bank account, and I'm gonna go get beer. And when I come back, I'm gonna drink the beer. But if you guys want beer." You guys are going to have to fix that car. So, like, I drove to the gas station. And I went to, like, an Albertsons. And in Florida, they have, like, the people.
So,
that,
you
like,
drove somebody else's car?
No, I drove my car. And it was, like, fucking, like, decorated. And, like, looked really, like, ridiculous. And I, like, drove it down the Albertsons. And I, like, because I'm just getting off the ship. And so, it's, like, it's 6 months. You know, like, I was out fucking South America. And I had fun. But it takes 2 weeks to get back to, you know, the United States. So it's 2 weeks, hadn't had a drink. I get back. I get my car. I go to the grocery store. I get, like, fucking grocery shit I need.
Is that what you did at the grocery store?
And beer.
Okay.
And so I come back, or I go to the grocery store.
Okay, you're at the grocery store.
Oh, they had bag boys.
Wait a second.
No, wait a minute.
Did you go to the grocery store?
No, he went to an Albertsons.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, in Florida, they still have, like, push your cart to your car service.
They have that here.
Yeah, no, they are insistent upon it. Like, you know, you usually tell them, like, fuck off, and they, like, leave you alone.
Uh-huh.
In Florida, they, like, it's like when you go to Oregon, they want to pump your gas.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, in Florida, they want to push your cart to your car. And so
probably because there's so many old people there.
Yeah, and this like young like black guy's like, I'm gonna push your cart. I'm like, no, dude, just let. I have to, man. It's my job. And I'm like, all right, just push it out there. But like, just like my car's like super fucked up. I'm in the Navy, and it's like it's
embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, and so he goes out there. And he's like, oh shit, damn. Oh, and like he puts his hand over his mouth. Oh shit, damn. And he's like, oh shit, damn. And he just starts laughing, and I'm like, yeah. See, this is why I didn't want you to do that. And he's like, oh, shit, they got you good.
Yeah, like, but you made his day. Now, yeah. See, now that's how, like, a good prank, like, to somebody who could appreciate it, not only does it, like, is it funny and everybody who gets to do it, they enjoy it, but then it's a great story and you could pass it on. Yeah. I mean, it's like, it's real viral.
It was done afterwards. It was done. They did undo it and they laughed.
Right.
And I kept the chain license plate, like, rim that they put around it. They had this chain, like, you know, like those weird, like fake.
Yeah, the frames.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they put a frame around it. There was like weird chain. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know, I'm gonna keep that. I like that.
Get rid of the rest of that crap.
I mean, I've shrunk wrapped cars before, mm-hmm. but like all like you know, there's no paint transfer. There's no like scratching. You know, I've done stupid little shit like that, or put caution tape on shit.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing that is going to be like, now I have to deal with this giant fucking problem, and right. you think it's funny. Right. You know right. what I mean?
I remember one time my friends got me drunk and circumcised.
Oh God!
Oh, that was horrible.
Was it at an Albertsons? Where you were shopping and picking up stuff?
No.
They once duct taped a Cayman and stuck it in my butt.
What?
You know, I do hate it. Like, I do. I
a
get
gay
pissed.
Man?
I have to
I
say,
said Cayman.
A Neil Gaiman?
I do get
Cayman.
God damn, man.
Thank you, Neil Gaiman. I sure did appreciate your comic book series.
Sandman.
What is it? Those have you seen those videos where some asshole puts a fucking, like a. What is that? A airbag
mm-hmm.
underneath, like a seat or a tire?
Oh yeah, and they blow it up. Yeah,
that's the most fuck. I was like, that's not funny, dude. That
this
poor,
is like 500 yeah. miles per hour, right?
Yeah, they're like the people get launched up and hit the ceiling. Yeah. And shit. Yeah,
and like they're you know it's like hi, you're like fuck you. You look at you. You're a fucking idiot. You sat on that chair that I told you to sit in, and I totally baited you into doing this. You get hurt. Like it's like dude, fuck you.
It's not exactly the same thing, but like I remember seeing a GIF where like this dude was working on a tire in a tire shop, and he's like you know it's high pressure. He's got to blow it up and the fucking thing explodes and it like hits him and like his fucking coveralls shirt everything or like fucking like ripped off by the force of like it blowing you know the
like
thing exploding. I mean it's just crazy.
The piston in like adjustable chairs
mm-hmm.
there was for a while they were doing that they were like rigging them to explode
mm-hmm.
and this guy was sitting on a chair and he goes to adjust it and explodes and the piston shoots up through the chair and like fucking impales his asshole and like there's blood everywhere and it's just like yeah, no.
See,
so
that's
not
like,
funny.
Yeah, no, not funny.
You know,
now the whole air horn on the office chair—that's some funny shit.
Yeah, but like you know, or like covering,
excuse me,
you know, covering somebody's desk and post-its.
Yeah,
something that's like, oh, dude, this is gonna take me like 15 whole minutes to clean.
Shattering
up.
Someone's fragile grip on reality—that's hilarious.
Piston in the asshole? Not.
Not. No. No. Pretty much anything in the asshole.
What about these like
as this, a joke is not
new,
funny.
What about this new thing? Well, it's kind of funny.
There it is.
In a funny uncle kind of way. No.
Very creepy what, Roger. Stay
what
tuned,
about this new thing though on YouTube where there's
is it shopping
these
in Albertsons?
Prank channels. No, these prank channels.
Yeah.
They have a
no,
prank channel.
They're not pranks. It's just like this guy's
doing shitty things.
Yeah, he's just like, hey, look at this guy. He dumps a fucking milkshake on this other guy. And he's like, that's a prank.
Yeah.
It's a prank. I dumped a latte on his face. Yeah. It's like,
I do have to say, I watched a thing on Facebook the other day. It was Pranks Gone Wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And like you saw these guys trying to do the whole like nice melons where there was a guy standing behind him.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Yeah,
that,
and then
that.
This fucking black dude just fucking socks this white piece of shit like... Boom! Like straight in the eye. He's like, yeah, "Come on, man, it's a prank." And then this guy just proceeds to like pummel him, and it's like, "No, fuck you, motherfucker. No, there's, you got it on film?
I think that's a really good lesson.
There was this prank where this guy, he's like supposed to be foreign, and he like walks up, and he's not foreign, he's just doing a foreign accent. And he goes up to like black people and is like, what's this club's name? And it just says the N-word across the flyer.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, where is this club? And he's like walking up to black people with the flyer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, that's not a prank. That's no, just like,
that's just being an asshole.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's just like, he's calling black people the N-word. And he's showing them the fucking flyer. And yeah, like black people are like, just like, yeah, no.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's,
go.
That's not really funny. That's,
but
that's
what is
really...
what is funny is when they have like guys dressed up like Osama bin Laden throw backpacks at black people.
Or yeah, no, they've upgraded it to where they were flying drones. One guy had a sheep with some dynamite stuff looking, and he would like let it, he'd just like walk away from the goat, and the goat, because these guys were running, would chase them like, hey, I got him, a goat, you know?
What?
Yeah, dude, this guy dresses up like he's a terrorist and then like throws bags at people and throws goats at people. And the other day he had a drone.
I'm laughing, but this sounds like the worst idea.
Yeah, I know. So he's going to get shot at some point.
It should just be called watching black people run as fast as possible. Because like they do like superhuman, like where they jump over fucking fences and like gazelles. Just, whoa, yeah. And then they just, you see them running like, because it's a far out shot.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll throw a backpack. He'll be dressed like a terrorist. Throw a backpack at them. And then they're just like, poof. And they're just like.
You know, I mean, don't get me wrong. I find those videos amusing and stuff like that. But at the same time, if somebody's like, hey, the fucking guy got shot, what the fuck? I'd be like, no, I mean, you know?
Yeah.
No?
Oh, yeah. There's like YouTube videos where like guys jump out of trash cans to scare people and they just get the fucking faces.
Oh, dude,
thrown.
I love it. The dude, it's like, you see? Like, you thought it was all funny?
Think
games?
About your audience. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
just think about your audience.
Like, don't like... Do something that's so fucking outrageous that you think, like, I'm going to come out of this.
But a lot of them, they're finding out, are staged.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Every time there's, like, this controversial one, there was that one. Oh, shit. I can't remember it now. Some dude in Australia was, like, it was some, like, real life on the street thing where he was, like, asking people for money. And like, there was a video of somebody being real shit to him and. I don't remember enough of the specifics to make it even relevant, so I've wasted all of our time. The prank is on you.
Do you remember the moral of what you were?
The moral of the story is that like he got caught. He faked a fucking supposed real life on the street, like he trying to do a viral video of people being shitty and getting caught on camera. And the fact was is that then the actors he had who were being shitty to this, you know, the poor person he was playing asking for money, like they came forward because they were like, people are like fucking giving me shit for.
Oh, yeah. They like came forward. We were paid actors.
Yeah, it was an acting gig. I was not doing that because, like, you know, they're at the bank and somebody's like, you were horrible, that poor man.
Yeah, no. Well, dude, what about that fucking asshole thought it'd be cool to let that weird balloon that looked like a flying saucer and said that his kid was inside of it?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, they were like reality stars, right?
Wanted to be reality.
No, they were before.
They had like a YouTube channel.
Yeah, and then they were on a show like fucking...
Like you switch wives or whatever?
Yeah, and then they were just trying to hold on to their 15 minutes of fame, yeah.
Dude, I'm so glad those motherfuckers got charged with all that shit.
Falcons, I think that was their name.
I could give a shit, dude, but it was just like, how... Like, you know, people are really... You see your kids in that thing, and you got all these people who are like literally probably thinking, I gotta save this kid. I'm gonna risk whatever it takes to get that.
Like,
kid.
In all the danger you put, like, everybody else in because all of a sudden emergency services are trying to help him when, like, somebody can be in a car accident somewhere and they need to be there.
And it's like, no, this kid, I gotta save this kid.
Yeah,
this
it was
kid.
Richard and Mayumi Heaney. They said they allowed their 6-year-old son to go up in the balloon,
mm-hmm.
their son Falcon,
mm-hmm.
which is stupid.
No judgment.
Which
no
is
judgment.
A fucking dumbass.
Oh, that's plenty of judgment.
Motherfucker couldn't fly.
It's not like they named their kid Beezer.
No, but I mean, dude, there's like another, like, look, dude, we'll just do this so we'll be that wacky family that was so stupid they thought their kid was in a balloon. Mm-hmm. Like,
dude, I gotta know, like, which, when somebody's like perpetrating one of these hoaxes, like, do they, like, at what point do they know that the shit's going to just, like, come out? I mean, do they not, like, prepare themselves mentally?
It's just like a murderer. They think, dude, I'm the guy that's going to get away.
Like, I'm getting away with nobody else has, but I'm totally getting away.
Well, how many people have gotten away with the hoax? Lindbergh's.
Yeah. You don't think the baby was you don't think the baby was kidnapped?
They found the baby.
You think the baby died right. and they
No, I did
it?
Hear a theory that they thought it was like mentally handicapped.
Mm-hmm. They just wanted to get rid of it.
And they just wanted to get rid of it and they staged the whole thing.
Yeah, or who's the other the Ramses? Mm-hmm. JonBenet Ramsey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, nah, that one.
He's looking at you like,
No, I mean, I remember seeing all the things at the time, and I remember at the time, too, like right when that happened, like, Law & Order was, like, Johnny on the spot with their JonBenet Ramsey episode.
Johnny
you know?
Bonet on the spot?
Yeah, they were Johnny Bonet. Shit. But I remember seeing it, and, like, as soon as
Which
that came
out.
Which
one was JonBenet Ramsey?
She was the little beauty queen.
Yeah.
Kid who got killed, and...
They found her body in the basement.
Mm-hmm. In the house.
Yeah, with the they found a ransom note, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
why would there be a ransom note on a dead body? Like, hey, well, if you want this baby back.
Well, what was weird, too, was.
If you don't give me money, this will happen.
The ransom note asked for, like, a very specific amount.
Yeah.
And it was the amount that the father had just received as a bonus at his job. So there's always this weird, like, why was it specific? It was like an exact amount that he received, like $102,000. And it was like, but that was the exact amount he got on a raise. So there was always those questions, mm-hmm. that, like,
wow.
What happened?
That's sad. Well,
yeah. Well,
hopefully that kid's in a better place. I don't know. Anyway, okay, that's not a good thing.
She's doing
no
beauty pageants in heaven.
Do they have those in heaven?
I don't know, because I think that whole, like, you know, vanity thing would be like.
And all God's children are beautiful.
Oh yeah, all God's children are beautiful.
Except the kid from the mask.
Everything's beautiful in its own way, baby.
But that's when you're living in the painting, right?
Oh God.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
I think this is a good place to stop this. I'd like to thank you all too for listening, and thanks to these guys for showing up.
Who?
You.
Oh!
Yay! That's right. That is Beezer, the Beege, or something.
That's a good one.
Something's going to happen. We're gonna work on that.
Beezer
together. We're going to grow together.
I like Beezer FG.
No, but I don't think he likes it because of the whole giant thing, even though he's a tall freak anyway. You know what I'm saying?
He's a Beezer fucking giant.
Nah, I'm not sold on it.
Okay, not sold on it.
It doesn't have any magic for me. It's got no pop.
Okay, we will work on that. And VCR, the very verb Thank of the you. Very creepy Roger over here, and I'm the Matt in Black. Thank you for tuning in. Last word.
Last word.
Bitches.
Last word.
Last word.